This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is Sky Blues Extra.
Hello and welcome to the big match preview from the Sky Blues Extra podcast team. Dean and Ross with you for this one, looking ahead of Saturday's big trip to Sunderland. Ross, how are you?
I'm very well, mate. Yeah, good. Final few shows to go. Got four shows on the 23rd, so we'll see what happens.
How do you do four in a day?
So, well, the show is about an hour and a half. The first one is sort of in the morning, well, about midday-ish. And then there's like one at like 2:45 and then at 5. And the last one's at 7, so finish about 9:30.
If anyone's confused here, Ross is playing a character in the Polar Express.
Tom Hanks. All aboard. Well,
is are that, you coming? Is that your Tom Hanks impression?
Why to the North Pole, of course. This is the Polar Express.
Wow. Now I'm feeling Christmassy.
You should.
I feel like I'm there. I feel like I'm on the Polar Express. Did people turn up in their pajamas and stuff?
Yes.
It's on a train.
Does. It's on an actual train. We go to the North Pole. And people turn up in their pajamas. And I tell you, if you don't turn up in your pajamas, I can guarantee that I will be picking on you in front of the whole audience for certain moments.
So if I turned up in my Liam Kelly pajamas,
I'd be delighted. You probably would be picked on the emergency cord and being told off.
Fair enough. So what happens on the train?
Well, it's like the film, mate. So we go to the North Pole, serve delicious hot chocolate and cookies from the dancing chefs.
Now I've You've seen something on TikTok. Tickets. Do you?
Yeah, you would have seen it.
Do you sort of dance down the aisle?
There's like, we've got two dancers, mate. They've got the songs, got obviously, and if you're lucky,
surely
we'll
there's
get
someone
on time. Santa might come on board.
Surely someone's posted a video of you.
There's loads, mate.
Let's find one. Let's repost it on the Sky Blues Extra.
But it's a busy run ahead. So we've got last day is 23rd. So then the tash can be shaved off. So if you see me on Boxing Day at the CVS, I'll be looking clean shaven,
fresh and ready to go for a big Christmas period. And it is a big Christmas period, isn't it? You know, we've got some really, really tough games, but exciting games as well. You know, Sunderland, obviously a huge game. It's always one we look forward to because of the rivalry over the years. But it's one I think we've had our fair share of over the last few fixtures versus them. I don't think we should go in here apprehensive. I think we can go here with confidence that, you know, we can do a job on them.
100%. We've got a decent record there in recent times, in recent games. I felt like we have been the side who have either won the game or earlier in the season in the 0-0, had a great chance at the end to win it. So, yeah, we should be going there full of confidence. If you can't go there full of confidence after going and getting a great point away at Leeds, then you never are going to feel confident. So, yeah, I'm full of belief. We've got a bit of time. I'm sure Robbins will be looking at tweaking the side again, tweaking the lineup. You know, there's a lot of players who actually got a bit of a rest, you know, because they were on the bench. And as we spoke about in the review podcast, a lot of attacking players should be quite fresh. And I anticipate that he will go more attacking, I think.
Just feel quite weird how we're playing them so quickly again. You know, August doesn't seem that long ago.
No, it's weird. The time yeah, not quite as weird as how quickly we play Sheffield Wednesday, though.
Yes.
I mean, we played them on Boxing Day and then played them literally four matches later or something like that. So, bizarre. But yeah, no, it doesn't feel that long ago. It sort of feels like, especially like you compare it to certain teams. We played Cardiff in, what was it, like September or something, and we don't play them until April. You know, so that feels quite a big gap. Maybe it's just, I don't know, the Christmas period. To play them twice in the same calendar year, in the same season, does feel quite close. But, you know, it's a game we should look forward to. And fingers crossed we can get a positive result.
And obviously a managerial change at Sunderland happening this week. Mike Dodds was in charge, but Mick Beale now at the helm, former QPR and Rangers manager. Two Rangers in a way there. We know what Mick Beale's about. You know, hard-working teams, technically very good teams as well. He won't have had long to work with this Sunderland side. So what do you kind of expect? Hopefully not that new managerial bounce that we seem to see all the time.
Yeah, it's interesting because obviously QPR gave him that opportunity. Obviously he was Aston Villa, wasn't it, before? And then, you know, as coach, and obviously QPR, he was doing really well this time last year. QPR were looking, you know, were well up there.
They were doing an Ipswich.
They were. And then he turned down Wolves and then accepted Rangers. And yeah, I don't know. It feels like, I think feel like he's probably thinking he's got a point to prove. Mm-hmm. I think he's probably lost a little bit of credibility in terms of how he left QPR. He was, you know, that grass is greener thing. And lo and behold, most of the time it doesn't work out. So I think, don't think he's a good fit. Sunderland, it's difficult to say, really. I mean, I was a little surprised that Tony Mowbray was sacked,
because
I think when you look at it, I mean, they were in a good position in the league. Yeah, you're always going to have runs of form in, you know, form, good form and bad form, and I don't know, it sort of felt a little premature, I think. You know, they've had worse runs last year where they were sort of dropping down the league a little bit before they then got into the playoffs. And you sort of feel like that felt like probably more of an appropriate time than when they've done it now. So, Mick Beale, I don't know, will it be a success? It's hard to say, to be honest. I can't say I'd be jumping around the room with him.
No.
I'd be worried again that if he does do quite well, or will he just be, you know, looking around the corner at, you know, other admirers again? Is that in his makeup? I don't know. But like you say, he wouldn't have had long to work with the side. But to be honest, we've just got to go there. I think the managerial balance thing is only a thing if we let it be that.
Yeah, you've got to be assertive, haven't you? Go there with, you know, assertiveness, a game plan and confidence, which, you know, is so important. We've seen the confidence thing all season. When we've found something, confidence-wise, we sort of went into the next game. So I think we can be buoyed by these two results we've got this week, or last week, sorry, and take it into this game. How much do you sort of look back at that 0-0 draw early in the season and take stuff from that? It feels like two very different teams now.
Oh, massively. I think chalk and cheese from, you know, looking at ourselves, different system. I think actually if you look at that game and think back to August and individuals' performance and where we perceive them at in terms of a lot of the new signings compared to where we perceive them at now, I think they're all levels, you know, higher in our mind. Obviously, the system's changed, and the system change has been a big, big success. We've kept far more clean sheets, conceding fewer goals, defending just a lot more resolutely and looking difficult to beat, which is what we built last season's success on. Knowing that we can keep a clean sheet or concede one at worst in a lot of games and then grab a goal. And I think we're starting to show that actually, yeah, we can go and get a goal. You know, I think that equaliser against Leeds proves that. You know, going 1-0 down, you could easily just crumble, lose the game 2, maybe even 3, or it could peter out. But actually, no, we show we can score a goal. We've got those players showing that bit of quality, Sakamoto, O'Hare. So, right, starting to get a few goals. So, yeah, there's encouraging signs. And I think, yeah, I personally wouldn't take anything out from the game earlier in the year from us. I sort of would take more from our last 5-6 matches, I think.
I also thought we showed a lot of lot of good stuff during that game with Sunderland early in the season. We went up against very different sides in terms of how they set up with, you know, Jack Clark at the top end of the pitch, you know, probably their most excited and dangerous player, who's really a left-sided player playing at the top end. Even Bellingham was playing at the top end of the pitch during periods during that game. It's very difficult to sort of deal with that indifference to a team. But I think we've found, especially from that Leeds game, actually, that with Perreault, who wasn't at the top end of the pitch, you know, we can deal with those weird scenarios that sort of crop up. So I'm excited to see how we sort of match up against Sunderland. It's going to be totally different to how we approached Leeds, I suspect.
100%. But I think in the last few games, what we've shown, we've come up against tricky, dangerous players, you know, who are in that Clark mould, whether it's Dembele for Birmingham, whether it's Adosie for Southampton, whether it's Somerville, you know, Nonto, you know, these are some of the most sort of, you know, exciting, you know, dangerous players, you know, in the league, and we've defended them. I think that's the one thing, probably one thing when I look back at the early game of the season, I remember Van Aebak, I thought, defended Jack Clark that game really, really well. But since then, he's also now elevated himself in terms of what he's doing for us going forward. So I think we can ask them a lot more questions than what we did earlier in the season. Again, the game earlier in the season was very much that back five system, where we then eked out a good chance and right sort of hit it too close to the goalkeeper. But it was just a bit laboured. I don't feel like we're laboured. I feel like we've got a bit of zip about us.
Yeah.
And I think we can cause them more problems.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Talking of shapes, how would you expect us to approach this one then?
I would like to see us... I could see us going to the shape we did against Southampton.
That 4-4-1-1.
Yeah. I think away from home, I think Robbins probably will do that. Particularly sort of out of possession, and then he'll want O'Hare or, you know, whatever to sort of step forward and then try and be in the shape that we were against Birmingham in possession. So, yeah, that's probably what I'd expect. And I think there'll be more attacking players on the pitch. I'm sure Mick Beale won't complain too much like Daniel Farker did.
But I also can't see Mick Beale changing much from, you know, what's happened over the last few games for Sunderland. I think, from what I've seen over the last couple of games from this team, is that they just leave massive gaps in behind Roberts and Barr, and there's opportunities there. So if we can sort of get Wright and Sakamura out wide, stay as wide as you can, I think we're going to get real good opportunities from that. And then it's a case of getting bodies in and around them, right? That's going to be the tricky part. And away from home, it is difficult to do that at times, especially in a cauldron like the stadium alike, but I think we've got a real good opportunity here to lay a marker on one of the teams that have looked good this year from an attacking point of view. But, you know, I think our attacking threats outweigh what they have, if I'm honest. And I think we could cause a real serious job on them with the likes of O'Hare, who's playing really well at the moment. Allen with his, you know, marauding runs, which he seems to have added to his game recently. We've got Palmer there as well. Godden's, you know, lurking. He loves a goal against Sunderland.
Sims against his old club. I feel like this is the perfect game for him to get his next goal for us. And I think, like you said, that space in those sort of channels in behind for Wright and Sakamoto and Van Aebak to overlap and Bidwell to overlap. If we can get good quality into that 6-yard box in and around, and Sims is there, We know Sims can finish. We know he can finish and put the ball in the back of the net. And I think this, what a great game it would be for him to notch up another goal or two.
Okay, 2 days away from Christmas, and the big man comes down the chimney. Is he going to deliver us an early Christmas present in the form of a win?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
That's a bold call, Ross. You don't make many of those.
Well, you've got
to
know what I can't sit here having done by the end of the 23rd, 94 shows and about believing and telling. I can't be telling everyone to believe, and then me not doing so. So no, I believe we will go there, and I believe we will pick up 3 points.
Do you want to put a score on it? So most people can avoid it on their
accounts. 2-0. I think I back us defensively. I think if we can just add that lack of panicky that we spoke about, against Southampton, I think if we can just be no nonsense, a bit like we were against Leeds. I know we obviously conceded, but like it felt like we were very much like we'll defend. And if we're going to have more of the ball than we've had in the last two games. If we can show that quality, Sakamoto, O'Hare, taking up those positions, dragging people out, I think Wright and Sims could really benefit. And I want to see Sims starting. Don't want to see him not in the side. I think this is a great game for him.
Yeah, 100%. And it's not inconceivable we could be in the top half come Christmas Day. Win on Saturday and a couple of results go our way, then we'd be sitting pretty in 12th, which for a team that was banging trouble, according to the majority of Cov fans, would be a nice way to sort of not end the year, but go into Christmas with.
Well, 100%. And I think, to be honest with you, if we come out with a result, whether it's even a draw, but if we get a win, you'd look back at these three games, Southampton, Leeds and Sunderland. I said before all three, I was like, I'd be happy with 3 points.
Yeah.
Draw,
yeah,
I really would. So if we could get a win, you'd look at it and go, a win and two draws from Southampton, Leeds and Sunderland.
Wow, that's a great
incredible
return.
Great return going into the two home games that you have coming up. And you go, this is where we can turn the screw. Can we turn the screw, win the home games and then really push on? So look, I won't look too far ahead. But yeah, I would take a point, but I think we can get the win.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I think we go here and we cause them issues, and I think we come out on top. Sometimes it's crazy today's, but I can't see anything but a Coventry City win here. I don't think the new manager bounce is going to have an effect. So, yeah, looking forward to it, Ross. Good to have your input on the pod as always. Cov fans, safe journey up to Sunderland if you are making that journey up there. A long way up to the Tyne and Wear area. Enjoy yourselves up there. Stay safe. Big thank you for listening. Big thank you to our sponsors at the Sky Blue Tavern, of course. We'll see you after Christmas. Have a great one. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sky Blues Extra Podcast.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.